Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Coming to be in your home with you a little bit this evening again, and it's so good to be on the air. And I thank God for the growing radio listeners and people dropping by, and it's most encouraging. And I share this with you. I'm not boasting or anything. I'm so thankful to God for my Christian brothers and sisters, my friends and business acquaintances. We had a wonderful experience getting to go up to Pendleton. I haven't been up to Woodpecker Truck in Pendleton for several years. I have done everything in Portland, and now Woodpecker Truck has kind of changed their operation, and Coast Trucking has taken over the Western Star agency there at Troutdale, and they're such fine people and good to us, but we had some business up there that involved giving, and so we got up there. And I'm surprised at the growth that's made under dear old brother Woody Clark. I'll tell you, that man loves the Lord, and God has blessed him, and he's been such a blessing to us, and, you know, and I know most of you probably heard of you old-timers, but you knew people way back there. I just needed a truck so badly. In fact, it was back there in about 77 or something like that, 1977, I needed a truck. I'd been hauling loads on pickups and had just started, and God had blessed, and it was growing, and I found that food was such a wonderful way to get to the hearts of the people, because they learn when you're coming with food. And when I started out, why, I used some of the tricks of the trade, I'll confess to you. I got to thinking, well, how am I going to get them together? And get them to come to you is better than you going to them. And I thought of there was an apple grower up in Hood River that was giving me apples to take to the Indian people. Beautiful, first class, all boxed up. Just a donation to the Lord. He's a believer. And I'd loaded that pickup down, and then I'd have to run nonstop. And I've driven from, well, I probably shouldn't even tell you. You say you're a fool. Yes, I know. But I could drive all day and all night when I was young, and I've done it a lot of times, too many times, because like then, I had to load those apples on that pickup, and I eventually got a trailer behind and load it down, and I'd have a ton of apples on a old U-Haul trailer, and I've still got that old trailer. I'm going to kind of restore it. It's got a history to it, and it's still handy, but the wheel bearings are worn out, and literally it needs to replace the hubs and wheels. But I'd put a ton on there, and I had a ton on a half-ton Ford, and head for South Dakota. And I had to get between the freezing nights in the fall, apple-picking time. You'd hit freezing weather, and if you froze those apples, why, they were worthless. So I picked my weather, and God helped, and I drove like Jehu, and I'd get there, and I was going down the big hills on I-90 east of Billings, headed down towards the Crow Agency, the Crow Reservation. Some of those hills are 4 miles long, and it's four-lane, double-lane free interstate. And people drive, we drove in early days, there was no speed limit in Montana in the daytime, and a lot of people drove 90 miles an hour. And I tell you, that's the way it was. And you took it as a way of life. And I never had any problem with it. But I just hurried back there. And I got out of Billings and thought I'd better stop and get some coffee at the next town. And that was down there at the Crow Agency, right across from Custer's Battlefield, where 212 cuts off from I-90 to head east. That's a shortcut, by the way, and there's some scenery over there, and there's a couple of reservations along that road, lame deer and all. And so I was going that way, and I hadn't got there yet. I was coming down one of those big old hills, and I'll tell you, I thought about it, and I made it all right. I got in there and got to the coffee shop and swung in across from the entrance to Custer's Battlefield, and as I did, the front left wheel split. Now that's caused from overloading. And the wheel itself is tubeless tired, but it split the wheel and blew out. And I realized, my, if that had happened coming down those hills 90 mile an hour, there'd been applesauce and preachers scattered for 4 miles. And I wept and I praised God. Literally, neighbor, this isn't a story. I was shook. And I said, God, you spared me. And I had some special wheels from an outfit that take 10-ply tires and put on there. And I changed that. But I couldn't haul too much of a load. And God woke me up in the night. And it's like he talked to me. I didn't hear voices, but it was the thought came to my heart. And I realized it was God and said, you're digging with a spoon. Throw the spoon away and get a shovel. You've got a mountain to move. Those words. And I wondered what that's about. And I said, God, are you trying to tell me something? And that same feeling in my heart and in my mind came, you need to get a truck. An 18-wheeler. You've got a job to do. Well, Lord, I can't afford the tire off of an 18-wheeler. I own the 18-wheelers on 1,000 highways. Get one. Neighbor, I got out of bed and I wept and praised God and thanked him. I got home to Portland. I went down to Freightliner factory on Swan Island, and Mr. Self was having to get on the Learjet to go to Carolina. He's building that plant way back there, and he said, get him to sign up. I want to talk to him. And I signed up, and I didn't get to see him, but I was going to get to see him in a week or two. And I went back up to Pendleton and started working on that reservation, went in to get breakfast. I was sleeping in my sleeping bag, just alone and doing what I could. And I heard somebody in the restaurant says, praise God! And I walked over there and saw a bunch of loggers. And this guy, it was Woody Clark, the truck dealer. I didn't know him. I didn't even know there was a Woodpecker Truck Company. But I heard him and I said, you guys must be my brothers. And they said, what do you mean? And that's what he asked, and I told him. He said, sit down and eat with us. And in the course of the conversation, he said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a missionary. Well, why aren't you in Africa? I said, well, these Indians. He said, never thought of that. He was telling those guys how he'd gotten delivered from alcohol, what God had done in his life, and they were listening because his life backed it up, and he had their respect and their confidence. He lives among the people he's lived among for all these years, and he's God's chosen vessel. And he said, what do you haul that stuff in? And I said, that truck. And he said, that isn't no truck. No, he said, that ain't a truck. You ought to have a truck. And I said, why did you say that? He said, come out and see me. I went out to his place. Make a long story short, he said, pick out the best truck on the lot, used trucks. Sign a lease, $1 a trip. And I warn you, I promise you, I'll give you your $1 back. That'll make the lease legal. I got to have a little money. I'll give it back, but if you wreck my truck, preacher, I'll keep your dollar. And I used his trucks for 7 years, and the last couple of years I was in brand new ones. Not used ones. He's been so good to me, and he put trucks under me all those years and ended up buying 3 new trucks from him and putting them on the road. Now I've got one of them, the 99, and we're running the wheels off of the thing, and you're helping us, and we're getting the job done. 18-wheelers make wonderful missionary vehicles because you load them with food and Bibles and automobiles and get them out there, and the missionaries, and then the Indians, and then they get saved. Get to hold a tent meeting, get to hold a revival, and so it goes. And now, praise God, we're back up there again, and Woody Clark's got his heart and his soul buried in reaching Indians through this old preacher that's his brother, and we're like brothers.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.